Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 235 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 21st is: explain how your past has helped you get to the place you are today. How can your current circumstances help you get to an even better place? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. As we begin another cycle of the 12 fundamentals of success that we use to write our own story so we can build stronger relationships and deeper connections with our students and athletes, you might wonder how having a vision for your life has anything to do with your relationships to your students and athletes. The longtime coach of the Green Bay Packers of the National Football League began his model of leadership with the following as his number one rule: only by knowing yourself can you truly be an effective leader. Only by knowing yourself can you truly be an effective leader. And when we talk about leadership, let's remember that classroom leadership is not about standing up in front of the classroom, spewing out information, and expecting our students to regurgitate that information. Classroom leadership is about influencing our students through collaboration and guidance. So, if we want to lead, we need to build relationships. And while our objective may be to influence our students, we don't control them. If there are two sides to each relationship, we need to focus on the one side of the relationship we do control, and that is ourselves. Leading ourselves means understanding that our past has impacted who we are today, because it sets the background for our story. It's the setting. Ultimately, we're responsible for our story. We are responsible for the bad decisions and the good choices. Our setting, our circumstances, don't have to dictate our story, but they do set the stage and provide the background for the choices we make. We can allow our circumstances to dictate our story by playing the victim and giving up our power of choice. Or we can use our circumstances, whether good or bad, to help us fulfill the who of our vision. I'd like to share with you some great ideas on self-leadership from Andy Stanley. He says, exceptional self-leadership is the key to sustained influence. We can exert authority, but we can't influence our followers if they don't respect us. And for these reasons, we face our greatest leadership challenges every morning in the mirror. We won't be a leader worth following if we don't lead ourselves well. And Andy Stanley outlines three decisions that we all must make in order to lead ourselves. In other words, to write our own story. The first decision is, I will not lie to myself, even when the truth makes me feel bad about myself. What's worse than feeling bad about ourselves is not doing anything about it. Exceptional self-leadership requires brutal honesty with ourselves, and it requires humility. If we ask ourselves these questions: why am I doing this? And why am I doing this really? When we discover the answer to those questions, we don't have to do anything with the new information, but we do owe it to ourselves to know the truth. The second decision we must make to lead ourselves, according to Andy Stanley, is, I will prioritize what I value most over what I want now. Exceptional self-leaders lead themselves toward what they value most, not what they want now. They choose ultimate versus immediate. Most people don't discover what they value most until it's too late. And Andy Stanley's third decision for exceptional self-leadership is, I will not attempt to lead myself by myself. Our friends determine the direction and quality of our lives. We don't simply need friends with common interests. We need to find people who share common values. We may need to disconnect from a friend or two, ultimate can be threatening to folks who've opted for immediate. There may be some conflict, but that's okay because we are leading ourselves. Everybody ends up somewhere in life. We want to end up somewhere on purpose. In choosing to make these three decisions, I will not lie to myself even when the truth makes me feel bad about myself. I will prioritize what I value most over what I want now, and I will not attempt to lead myself by myself. Help us take the circumstances of our lives and help us get to an even better place. But we're not talking about a better place on a map, a better location. We're talking about a better place with our heart, a better heart posture that is more open, more authentic, and more vulnerable. A heart posture that can fill the space between ourselves and our students with love. So how about you? Can you explain how your past has helped you get to the place you are today? How can your current circumstances help you get to an even better place? Self-leadership helps us focus on the primary aspect of our vision, which is who we want to become. It helps us use the secondary aspect of our vision, the what and the where, which is our setting in the past and our current circumstances in the present, to ultimately reach our who, the person we want to be, and ultimately, the person we were created to be. Our past and our circumstances don't have to dictate our story. Rather, we can use them to write our own story and strive toward our vision. And as teachers and coaches, hopefully that vision includes being a person with a heart that is open to our students and athletes. Because our heart is the key to building stronger relationships and deeper connections with those young people, and increasing our impact on them by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.